This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Fun thing about the Epstein thing, a guy just emailed me and said they used to play games on that plane.
The Lolita?
Yeah, the Blolita. Lolita Express. It says, I read a while ago that they would play a game where people, Bill Clinton included, would close his eyes and have a girl service him, and they'd guess based on her technique what ethnicity she is. It's Bill Clinton's 23andMe game. And you know that he did it. Look, I'd do that. If I'm on a plane and a guy's like, close your eyes, somebody's going to start blowing you, and you have to guess their ethnicity. I'd be like, oh, I couldn't possibly. I'm a married man. Azerbaijani. She's from Azerbaijan. This one's, I would have to say she's Indo-European, Indo-Aryan, maybe Hindustani, Awadi. I'm going to call her an Awadi.
Bill with his
You're unbelievable,
up.
Bill. You've never missed.
Three in a row.
This one's from Niger, maybe the Congo. She's Bantu or Bemba. I'm going to go with a Bembanese. Nailed it. All right, next up. I don't like this one too much. Oh, God, it's Hillary. Bill Clinton's 23andMe.
What a horrible joke.
Close my eyes. What a terrible joke, Jeffrey. That's not funny. I'm going to have you arrested. This one's Sino-Tibetan, maybe Chinese. I'll go with Han Chinese. He's nailed it again.
Ding.
All right, this one's good. She's got no teeth. She's Northeast Caucasian, maybe Nack or English. I'm going to go with English. He's never missed one. Oh, Sino-Tibetan. This one's good. Lolish. I'm going to go with the Lisu. She's of the Lisu people.
Ooh, sharp teeth.
They're from Myanmar. There's about 600,000 of them. I've had almost everybody. All right, Bill, there's no way you're going to get this one. All right, lock on. My eyes are closed. This game is fun. Indo-European Punjabi. Don't screw with me. That was easy. Also, that's a boy. It looks girly, but that's a boy.
Thank you, Mark Randall.
Let's go back around again. How much gas is in this thing?
Everyone's asleep.
You just hear him in the back sleeping. Indo-European Slavic. Oh, this is an interesting one. This is a Kradaikom Sui Sioux. They're from the Sandushia autonomous country outside of China. I'd never miss those. There's only 100,000 of them.
Come on, Kissinger.
All right, let me take a try. You know I like them. Oh, God, that's Sino-Tibetan style Coke Brook.
If you have that much power, why would you at least make sure they're 18, wouldn't you?
You would think so. But when you've got that much power, you're like, oh, we can do whatever we want.
In the air, it's legal.
Man, it doesn't seem worth it if you get caught.
I don't know which one you wanted, but I think that's Otto Mengua in Zapotec.
Great job, Henry. He nailed it. That's a Zapotec. There's a ton of them, 500,000. They live in Ixtlan. Just guess them all.
When we all go out to our dinner time, Bill makes us get blown with our eyes closed. We have to guess it.
How about this one?
And he breaks out the sax late night.
He's playing Saxwell Kissinger. Oh.
Clearly Indonesian, yet Slavic. That's a Polish girl. I like them. Whenever I go out, I like to have the Polish girl blow me with my eyes closed.
I guess the best part is they're all 14. So much better than Hillary. All of them.
Why are you putting Kissinger on that plane?
Because he is a terrible person who did a lot of terrible things.
He's revered as a great man,
but he's not. The things he knows. All of the things I know could get every man in the country killed. And that's a fact.
He's a terrible man. I just got blown a lot.
Why do you think nobody's challenged?
You think I've killed a lot of people. Who think gave me the idea? The dude worked for Nixon and me. He didn't have boundaries.
And all the way in the back of the plane, you just hear the gridlock!
Is he still alive?
Stockdale.
Stockdale's getting blown.
Afro-Asiatic Semitic Mary.
I I don't know how you mix this one up. This is a Scottish girl, and I believe she's also Nepalese. That's a product of rape. Rape near Mount Everest. Anyway, that if that's a true rumor, it's my favorite one of the whole screaming Lolita. The Lolita Express. Yeah, the whole thing. The fabric of our entire nation is about to collapse. Oh, it's terrible. Just keep it all. It's clearly a suicide. All lies. Eric, it's 9:34. It's Tuesday. That means it's time for the hot releases. They're all out there being released upon you. And here's Eric with a list of them. Eric, release me.
All right. We'll start off with video games. We talked about it yesterday a little bit. Mortal Kombat 11. It came out in April, but now it's out for the PC. So the PC people are finally here with all the great fatalities and decapitations.
Before we get to that, why were you looking at Kate Beckinsale pictures?
Because we were looking at somebody on text asked about her box office for the Elizabeth Banks thing. Well, she's hot.
I don't remember that.
That was 3.5 hours ago. You haven't done one thing since you Googled Kate Beckinsale.
Been in the other room for an hour. No, this
don't
that
get
was
on
open.
Him for that. That is a good. That's a good Google.
Listen, Lolita.
She's a little old for me, but I like Kate Beckinsale's cut. Cut. I said cut. What's this one?
Well, it's Mortal Kombat 11. It's out for the PC now. It's been out for the Xbox and the PlayStation. But if you love...
We were looking at this yesterday.
Yeah, cutting people in half and stuff.
Who's the guy that was
you
peeling?
Kept me from destroying...
Peeled the arm.
And he stuffed him into a clay mold and then peeled half of him off. And his innards just plopped out. I don't know who's going to win in this fight between...
Fight!
Tonto and...
Tonto.
Very angry. Ellen DeGeneres. Tonto's not doing great.
Wow.
Oh. Well, all that did was just run you faster into that sword. This girl's powerful.
Sindel?
She should have been cast in the Charlie's Angels movie. I'd watch this.
Yeah. If Kristen Stewart could do this.
You know what's great about it? Her awesome hairdo has special powers. Have you been watching? Her hair can grab you.
Yeah.
She's got a good stylist.
That is true. Wow, look at that hair. Kill you with her hair.
Wow. It's every woman's dream.
Wow.
That their hair has powers, too.
Does she ever lose? Tonto.
Not in this particular clip.
This
I
is
guess.
All for her. Huh?
Yeah.
Good sweet Jesus, she's powerful.
Like Kate Beckinsale, Toledo's found somebody he likes. I love it when they rip faces off them.
Yeah, that's neat. That's the word neat just pops to mind immediately. That was cool.
Another great game that everybody needs to play is Sniper, Ghost Warrior Contracts. Well, I don't know if this one's good, but all the Sniper games have been so fun. I mean, it's the one where you get to snipe and you can see actually through people. Hit them in the heart, if you hit them in the brain. You can hear the bones crunching.
Cool.
I sound like a psycho.
No.
A little bit. It's all right.
Sound like a salesman.
Yep.
Am I?
I'm in on this.
Keep selling it.
All right.
All sounds good.
And this one's in Siberia, so that's kind of cool, too. They always have
Tactical Sandbox first-person shooter.
It's first-person, so you have to deal with a bunch of other people. You can do the regular.
Never-before-seen sniping mechanics allows you to line up the perfect shot, taking into consideration elevation, wind, and bullet drop.
Oh, come on. Oh, it's got a...
Oh! You have no head.
Assault rifles.
No head.
That.
Alone in enemy territory.
I'm telling you, this game is so fun.
What did he just say? Something awful.
To hell with Call of Duty. Yeah. Snipers where it's at.
This looks incredible. What's it called?
Five large
Sniper Ghost Warrior contracts.
25 contracts to complete.
I'm at the helipad.
Recon your surroundings.
I think I love that.
The Lolita's taxing.
And I get to play alone. I don't have like 100,000.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with anybody else.
Oh, that's it. That's my dream.
It can get, you get so into it that
you're
crawling around and like trying to find the perfect spot, you know, and you got to be silent.
Oh, you've played this?
I haven't played this particular one.
Oh, okay.
I played the sniper games in the past.
I never told you guys that I started to wear a mouthpiece when I played Red Dead last year, right?
Really?
Because I would bite my lip so hard, my top teeth would go right into my lips, and I'd have to pop them off, and I made a ridge line inside my mouth that would bleed.
Wow.
Constantly biting on my
You'd
lip.
You do that with this game.
Yeah. I thought to myself, I'm going to need my mouthpiece for this.
I've gone through levels and killed everybody, but I didn't like how I did it. Like, I was too loud about it, so I had to go back and replay.
Did you get a rating on how loud you
are? Yeah, I was like, awesome. I alerted too many people here. I'm going to have to go back and do it again. It's ridiculous.
Got to be perfect.
Yeah, I got to do that better.
When Nixon and I worked on the Tet Offensive, we were too loud. Oh, Chinese.
Still conducting business, telling stories.
Netflix.
We'll call a raid on Vietnam. Oh, North Korea.
One of your favorite people, John Dolly Parton, has a Netflix original, Dolly Parton's Heartstrings.
Okay.
Songs that I've written. Parton's. They're stories of my life.
Stories
every
of her life.
Every triumph, every struggle, every smile, every sorrow. It's the melody of my memories. Mm. It's the sound of my heartstrings.
Don't put your hand there for me to say heart.
Can you get your pretty little butt up here and help me sing? Jolene,
here's a beauty. Those eyes, be enough to turn a man to salt.
Please don't take my man.
It's like, so this is our life story.
Well, it's about time I took you out. I know the perfect place.
That's not a good young doll.
I think the lesson is, you really have to live. Find what makes you happy.
Whoa.
I stand here in the presence of a love I don't.
It was the cast of 30-something doing
that. Yeah, this is all of them, right? I thought it was Big Chill for a minute, but you're right, it's 30-something.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on. Inspired by the music.
Oh. Yeah. Each song gets a little vignette.
Huh. That's a chick show.
Oh, each.
Yeah, each so each song inspired is, a little yeah, episode of something. Right. It may be stories from her life, but it's not told from her perspective.
Jared McCraney's still alive.
Yeah. Major Dad is in it. I like that girl.
A few weeks back, Brady brought up how Kirby Loves Nailed It, and we kind of already previewed this a few weeks ago, but
oh, the TV
now
show.
It's finally out. Nailed It, the holiday edition for season two. So
is it a TV show?
Kirby can get in there. It's on Netflix.
Yeah,
Toledo's still.
We don't need to look at it again. We already saw it. You know where they have to nail it.
Oh, that's the cake one.
Yeah, the cooking thing. Trolls: The Beat Goes On, season 8. If you got a kid,
what? There's the 8 trolls. Seasons of Trolls.
And then I already started watching this next show, The Crown. Season 3, I've watched the first 2 seasons. It's really cool. Talk about this whole Epstein thing.
Yeah, I know.
In the first episode of The Crown for season 3, they have a huge scandal that I had no idea about. So you should check it out. It's really crazy.
So
someone forgot to feed my corgis.
And it's accurate. We looked it up after we watched the first episode, and we're like, oh my God, that really happened? Like, the cover-up is just unbelievable.
Are the corgis involved?
Yes, it's all about the corgis.
Corgis are always involved. That woman's corgis are everywhere.
But they got
those corgis I've seen.
Claire Foy isn't in it anymore. Helena Bonham Carter plays Princess Margaret. And they got a new queen because she's older now, season 3.
And she was wearing what Jackie Kennedy wore when Johnny got blown up.
Yikes.
Yeah, this takes place. It starts in like 1964.
The country is bankrupt. Our national security is in tatters.
The will of the people has changed.
If that man wins, the want is out.
This is no longer peacetime.
This country was still great when I came to the throne. All that's happened on my watch is the place has fallen apart.
It's these damn corgis.
It's pretty intriguing. HBO Now has Us, the black horror comedy.
Horror.
And Disney Plus has The Mandalorian, obviously, every Friday.
The black horror comedy is more interesting.
I like that, though.
Me too.
Mandalorian comes out every Friday. We're 2 episodes in. And Forky Asks a Question has little shorts that come out periodically, too.
From the Academy Award-winning studio that brought you classics like Toy Story.
We watched the first one. He asked a question about
money. Come 10 short films that answer 10 timeless questions.
The next one's Love. There's like 10 of them.
Oh, no.
What is cheese?
This is Forky. And he has so many questions.
What is a friend?
What is art?
What is time?
Time can be future or past.
It's Jeff Goldblum's thing. It's the same thing as Jeff Goldblum. I'm thinking about possibly suing Forky and the Pixar people for stealing my idea of looking at mundane objects, day-to-days,
and wondering what they are. And then Forky does it, and suddenly it's a fresh idea. I'm going to call a lawyer.
Have you watched?
The phone number is Transylvania 65000.
Have you watched the Jeff Goldblum thing?
I haven't discovered it. Seen enough clips to...
He's been told a lot about it.
This, I've seen enough clips to know the gist. Oh! I just can't seem to extract the $7 to order the Disney.
Really? I think
I haven't done it yet.
John Holmberg.
It has nothing to do with money. It's money. About time, and I haven't had it.
Forky can tell you about time.
Forky knows. Forsky. I also. Forsky. Oh.
Forskin.
Oh, me on me.
Surprising. Oh. So, taste it.
Oh.
And enjoy.
Yeah.
He laughs at himself a lot.
My name is Jeff Goldblum. The name of the show is The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
And it's the same show. Forky has questions.
Be forewarned. I'm in the show a lot.
Wow.
I'm sort of fascinated by a lot of things.
All right, that's enough. I like
the shoes. $1.
Oh, boy. Denim. Ice cream.
Hey, can I? All right, that's enough. Ice cream. Yes. Hair.
It's like realizing that...
Skin. I'm fascinated by skin. And tattoo needle.
Somebody to let him tattoo something?
That's pretty good. She's 100.
Such a weird show.
Jeff Goldblum doing things as a TV show. Yeah.
Movies out this weekend. We got Frozen 2, which is finally out. You can see Elsa in all her glory.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is also out.
That's this week?
Yep.
I thought that was next week.
Nope.
I'll be watching that.
Music out. Coldplay has an album. Everyday Life is the name of it.
Sounds like a...
It's more it's than a bag.
It's an ad.
It's an ad, actually.
It's an afternoon together they'll never forget.
Coldplay sounds... They've sold out to Ziploc. I knew they'd eventually do this.
With Ziploc.
The matter of time before Chris and the gang said, no, we should really probably just sing praises to Ziploc.
What in the world are we going to do? Ziploc me, Ziploc you. Everybody's going through. What kind of world do you want it to be?
It's moody, and it's usually a fall-based thing, but I'm fine with Coldplay. It has to be good weather. Coldplay can't be played in improper weather. It just doesn't work. It has to be kind of gloomy, maybe
rainy.
Which
is why you would have thought they'd work for the Super Bowl.
You know why? It's because that first album came out when I worked at The Zone, and my friend Kevin said, these guys are going to explode. Like, really? And the song Yellow was kind of, I heard a couple times. And he gave me the record, and I was driving up the California coast of all things.
Matched.
While that was going, it's kind of rainy. Like, this is spectacular. So I kind of fell for Coldplay that way. They romanced me. I was wooed by Coldplay.
Now they're singing about freezer bags.
Yeah, now it's Ziploc me, Ziploc you.
Billy Corgan has an album.
Blue and green, mate. Blue and green.
I'm not sure what this title means. Cotillions?
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 Is it like a dance?
Is that a number?
So cotillions, like a old-timey dance for girls, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Halfway Texas.
So you're watching a live dance.
It's all we can hear because it's not out until Friday.
This is him dressed as when they took Darth Vader's mask off.
I was thinking Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, I'm not one to make fun of bald guys being exposed and stuff, but that's a terrible angle. He just got done telling Luke he's his father, and it's terrible.
Yeah, Corgan's getting weirder and weirder.
That last Smashing Pumpkins record, though, last two, no hits off of it, but they're good. As albums go, they're really good.
Remember Beck? He dropped off the face of the earth for a while.
Went a little crazy.
Hyperspace is his new album.
He actually had a really good record, what was that thing called? Morning Shade or something like that a couple years ago?
He's outstanding in concert. If you've ever seen him, outstanding. Waiting
for the light. I saw him open for U2 when they were here last time. I thought he was awful. His band is great. It's the old members of a band called Jellyfish. And Jason Faulkner's in it. Yeah.
He did an Austin City Limits, so it was pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that Morning Shade won a Grammy for Best Album. That's when Kanye went nuts about it.
Kanye went went nuts about an album that wasn't his?
Yeah, remember? Because he said that Beyonce should have won. No, it was the Taylor,
Taylor Swift.
But then he did it again.
Oh, he did it for Beck, too?
For Beck on something. Damn. I got mad.
He's very opinionated, that Kanye.
He's got his moments.
Leonard Cohen died, but he still has an album. It's a posthumous release. Thanks for the Dance is the name of it.
All right. I've only seen one photo of Leonard Cohen. It's always that one where he's holding his hat. I've never seen that guy doing anything else. His voice was very deep. Here we go.
He did the Everybody Knows song, right? Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Was that him?
I think so. Yeah, yeah.
That's the only thing.
Trouble hearing? Don't skip this video.
Ziploc you. Ziploc me. Everybody wants fresh veggies. I was always working steady, but I never called it art. I got my shit together. Meeting Christ and reading Marx.
The word fart was in there somewhere, I'm sure. He cussed in it.
Leonard. Next out, we got Animal Collective. This is a live album called Ballet Slippers.
Who is this?
Animal Collective. Right. They're more of an alt band. Experimental pop band. Yeah. Experimental pop, you know. You're into that, right, John?
Oh, yeah. I love experiments. I like paying for experiments. That's why I go to spring training. I like watching people practice. Either way, if you actually release it, it's not an experiment. It's your actual work. And a voice from the clock says you're not going to get tired. My bed is a pool and the walls on fire. I soak my head in the sink for a while. Chosen my neck. Oh, God. Abort my ears. It never ends.
Sorry.
Either.
That's right. Cutting it off.
Enough of that.
Blech.
Actually, I guess this Who album got moved. But there's a new Who album coming out, but they moved it back to December 6th. It was supposed to come out today.
Got nothing.
The 22nd it was supposed to come out, but it got moved back. Their 12th studio album, so we'll talk about that later.
New music from the Who?
If
it's their 12th
the Who studio Hits album. 50 is the upcoming 12th studio album by the English rock band The Who.
They've only had 12 albums? 50 years?
I guess so.
In the studio. The rest of
the rest were outside. Huh. Does this mean we have to have
Looks like it's
first album in 13 years.
We get a new CSI now, too?
They pushed it back. Maybe they were we know a lot of members of the band like to really do research.
They did release a song.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They research everything and make sure it's thorough. That's true.
They're very thorough.
Pete was on Lolita making sure not everything was kosher.
I remember the first time Pete Townsend got blown by a teen for research.
Research.
We should have the ball chain. He's turned into Leonard Cohen. That pretty piece of Cuba
designed to cause me pain. Doesn't sound the same.
No.
Whoa, when you light up in Cuba. A little different.
I think it's the piano.
That's what they're leading with.
If this is the one they're most proud of.
You can hear this on KSL.
No, you can't.
No, not even on KSL.
I give it to them. They'll play classic rock. This is not.
Not a classic about this.
A lot of songs that Who wrote didn't make it on the stage. Here we go. Deaf, dumb, blind kid just turned 74. We're all done.
Yep.
All right. Is that it?
Somebody just sent a message on our KUPD Facebook. Pro pedophile, seriously? I'm out.
Not pro, you missed
it. Not listening.
You missed it.
Not listening.
You know what? Go away, because you're just going to get confused and get me in trouble.
Unbelievable.
No, Matthew Lee Miller really missed the... The point, I guess.
Earlier I mentioned killing Toledo. Not an email.
Yeah.
Not a one.
By the way, brave stance on not being for the pedophile talk.
Pro-pedophile, seriously? I'm out.
Cotillions is a debutante ball, by the way.
What's
where young girls dance to the delight of many older men. Yeah. I'm pro pedophile. I'm like, I wish I was on that plane. I love young kids and sex with them.
I came through at 9:29. What did you say at 9:29, John?
All right, let's get out.
I love kids and sex with kids. 98 KUPD. That's what I said. Anyway, here's some of our fine sponsors.
Pathetic.
98.
That's it. That's bonkers.